It's time now for your morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, downtown Wayne City, where you can get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast is showers and thunderstorms possibly in the morning and scattered showers in the afternoon with a high of 65. Tonight, there's a 20% chance for showers, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Sunday, sunny high near 57 and southwest wind gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. On Monday, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 42 and a low around 29. And on Tuesday, there is a slight chance for rain and snow showers in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 36 and a low around 25. The annual Sisney Christmas Walk will be held this morning from 9 a.m. to noon. Participating businesses will have a red ribbon on their door, and those participating in the walk will have a chance to register for door prizes. Several local businesses will be offering specials that day, and vendors will be set up in the Sisney Community Center from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Anyone interested in donating toys or money may drop them off at the Sisney Fire Department from 9 to noon on Saturday. In addition, Santa will be in his house from 9 to 11:30 this morning. The annual Sisney Christmas Walk is sponsored by Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. We'll have more news after this.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
The Kiwanis Club Christmas Parade is scheduled for 4:30 this afternoon. The parade's theme is Christmas Stories and will line up on North 1st Street and follow the normal parade route through town. Kiwanis Club member Phyllis Hilliard says the turnout for this year's parade should be excellent.
We have a wonderful turnout. Santa's sleigh is number 80. And then the horses will follow after that. So we're going to have 100 units in the parade, and I think that is fabulous.
Hilliard also reminds the public that there are 5 categories for floats, with winners announced for each category. With special picks also on the table, she says any one entry could net a $600 prize.
The good thing is if you're entering, we have the categories. We have 5 different categories. From each of the categories, first place winner is $200, and second place is $100. So do the math, $300 times 5. Then we have best use of lights. That's a $200 prize. And the Grand Marshal's Choice is $200. So technically, you could win $200. You could win $600.
Tom Levine and Mark Turner will broadcast the parade on WFIW 104.9 for those unable to attend. After the parade, Santa will take to his house in Leo French Park. The First Christian Church will host Chili with Charlie, and Fairfield's Festival of Lights will also open. Governor Bruce Rauner is calling for an investigation into home sharing service Airbnb's removal of a certain listing in Israel. Kim Howard reports.
Airbnb took down listings in Israel's West Bank, which Governor Rauner says is discrimination.
Why should a company decide a particular apartment building or condo association can have a listing or not? What basis did they choose to deny those listings?
The governor is asking the Illinois Investment Policy Board to look into the matter and see what action can be taken, if any. Illinois was the first state in the nation to pass a law aimed at halting discriminatory business practices against Israel. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
If you want to recycle and have a hard time finding a place to do so, things should get a little easier. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency has a new website to show you the items that you can recycle curbside and where to take the other stuff that you can't leave there.
Two of the best examples that we have for that are electronics and pharmaceuticals. These are things that do end up in the recycling stream because people think that there's plastic on them, therefore they can be recycled, and they can be safely handled, just not through a traditional recycler.
EPA's James Jennings says to go to epa.illinois.gov to find the new guide. Country songwriters Daryl Worley, David Lee Murphy, and Ray Scott will perform at Johnny and June's in Flora on Saturday for Mara's Mission, A Miracle in the Making. In February 2017, 5-year-old Mara Smith underwent surgery at the St. Louis Children's Hospital to remove an arteriovenous malformation, or AVM, from her brain. The child is healthy today, and her family is hosting the event to raise money for pediatric intensive care and neurology units at St. Louis Children's Hospital. Mara Smith's father, Dustin, is with Johnny and June's, and he says his Nashville contacts reached out to him after the ordeal last year, which led to the weekend's event. Doors will open at 6 p.m., and a meal will be available for purchase from Lickin' My Chicken and Pullin' My Pork's Barbecue. A wide variety of autographed guitars and other memorabilia will be up for auction later in the evening, and the live show starts at 6:30. General admission tickets are available at johnnyjunes.com. The holiday season is here, and Frontier Community College is offering a one-day cupcake workshop to prepare for Christmas. The class will allow interested individuals to sharpen their skills and impress their friends and family with their creations. Instructors Julie Bryant and Heather Nelson will lead the Christmas Cupcakes workshop on Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Bob Boyles Hall. The cost of the class is $20, and students will try their hand at coloring, frosting, pastry bag techniques, piping methods, and holiday-themed decorations. Each student will take home 6 cupcakes and recipe cards for future use. To sign up for the holiday workshop, call FCC at 842-3711 or visit their student services office between 7:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Class sizes are limited and filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so students are encouraged to register soon. The Illinois House and Senate closed on the fall veto session this week, considering over 130 bills and resolutions. In the final hour of action in the House, members took time to salute those members who will not be returning when the 101st General Assembly convenes in January, and Assistant Republican Leader Noreen Hammond of Macomb stood to honor the 109th District State Representative David Rice.
Representative David Rice has served the people of southeastern Illinois for 14 years in the Illinois House. In 2017, David was promoted to the role of Assistant Republican Leader for the Illinois House Republican Caucus. David is a farmer and a businessman who lives in Jasper County on his family's fifth generation farm near the village of St. Marie, where the Rices have farmed for over 150 years. Prior to joining the House, David served on the Illinois Pork Producers Association Board. He is a free market conservative voice. David was instrumental in the passage of important legislation related to energy policy and hydraulic fracturing, job creation, concealed carry, and raising the speed limit on Illinois interstate highways. We thank our friend David Rice for his many years of dedicated service to this chamber and his wife Maria, and wish them all the best in their future. Thank you, David.
The House adjourned today until January 7th for a two-day lame duck session before the new session begins. Inauguration day for the new House members is set for January 9th. That's the news. Area Deaths is next.
I get fresh granola every day from the supposedly clean glasses in the dishwasher.
Oh,
now that's tough.
My family gets a warm meal every night right from our lukewarm fridge.
Oh, mine too.
You poor dear.
My washing machine rocks. It's two rocks. I just bang them on the clothes.
That can't be good.
What are you going to do?
The Bad Appliance Support Group is sponsored and remedied by Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Don't suffer through. Relax, release, replace. Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Fairfield and and Carmi.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
And local area deaths, 76-year-old Crossville resident Margie Helen Newman died on Friday, November 30th, at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She had worked as a bridge attendant for the New Harmony Bridge and had managed the American Legion in Grayville for many years. Margie Newman is survived by her sons Rick and Larry Myers, three grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. A private family service for Margie Newman will be held at a later date. The Stendbeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. 91-year-old Doris May Barnard Arnold, formerly of Wayne City, died at 10:20 p.m. on Wednesday, November 28th, at Greentree Residential Living in Mount Vernon, Illinois. She was an LPN. Doris Arnold is survived by a daughter, Sandra Simpson of Mount Vernon, five grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Doris Arnold will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st, at Wayne City Baptist Church, with burial in Thompson Cemetery. Visitation will be from 12 to 2 p.m. at the church. Memorials may be made to Wayne City Baptist Church. Johnston and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Lucas Gifford reporting.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you and your business adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. Ask us about no-problem protection through Auto Owners Insurance.
This is Bill Atwood. Please give us a call at North Wayne Insurance in Fairfield, Sisney, and Flora.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Everyone loves a little zip in their internet speed. Wabash Communications offers lightning-fast fiber internet service. Whether video chatting or streaming a favorite movie, memories are made when connections are strengthened. Wabash Fiber has download speeds of up to 1 gig with unlimited data usage. Interested in Wabash Fiber? Zip on over to wabash.net and let us know you want fiber internet service from Wabash. And you'll be saying, my, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Taking a look at the Fairfield area weather. Today, showers. Also could see a storm or two, possibly in the morning hours, followed by some scattered showers in the afternoon. Forecast high about the mid to upper 60s. Call for a high of 65. Could get past that. Also breezy as well. Could see those winds gusting up to about 30 miles per hour. Tonight, just a slight chance of showers. Partly cloudy, a low of 45. Sunday, sunny skies. Projected high 57. Could see those winds gusting up to about 30 miles per hour again. Monday, mostly cloudy, but this is where the nosedive of temperature starts here. Mostly cloudy, high of 42. Tuesday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers. Mostly cloudy, high of 36. And then Wednesday, partly sunny skies. We'll still be in the 30s for highs. Calling for a high of 34 next Wednesday. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 51. Did receive 0.3 inches of rain yesterday as well. Just not very much rain at all. But during the overnight hours, though, we did receive 0.94 inches of rain due to some rain and storms that moved through the area during the overnight into the morning hours. Our low this morning in Fairfield was 49, and currently in Fairfield, I'm underneath some cloudy skies. See the sun trying to break here and there. Looks like the rain has quit out here at the hill thus far anyway. Currently in Fairfield, it is 57.